I'm on the festival grounds, and this is my first ever Oktoberfest. As a descendant of one of Wisconsin's early German settlers, I'm eager to learn what this festival is all about.
Germany started it as a celebration. They had a prince getting married.
I'm in luck. The first person I meet is a former festmaster, Dwayne Moore of La Crosse. Turns out Moore has been a part of the La Crosse Oktoberfest since it began in 1961. I ask him to clue me in. Moore tells me it was the wedding celebration of Bavarian Prince Ludwig and Princess Therese. As the story goes, the ceremony was to share in the joy of their union and give thanks for the harvest.
King Ludwig wanted everybody to get together and enjoy themselves. That's the tradition that's going on here, and that's what we're keeping going here.
Meet Steve Webster. He served as the festmaster in 1998.
It's very in keeping with Wisconsin because we care about each other, we care about our community, and that's what we're trying to emphasize here.
So what are some of those traditions that were observed in Germany that are still held here today at La Crosse's Oktoberfest?
Okay, first of all, the golden keg is tapped.
Okay, one time. If we tap this keg, will everybody be responsible all weekend?
We do exactly the same thing here. But there are a lot of traditions that grow up here in our Oktoberfest.
Like the Maple Leaf Parade, which brings in at least 100,000 people. It's one of the events that helps Oktoberfest rake in more than $3 million each fall for the La Crosse area economy. The streets are littered with German costumes, which are similar to Germany's traditional garb, according to Festmaster Moore, but not spot on.
The Lederhosen originally was a farmer's work pants, and this coat was a dress coat. So in Germany, the dress coat and the leather pants don't go together. But Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Wisconsin, that's our uniform. We call it battle gear.
As for the customary food and drink, beer of course, the tapping of the golden keg pretty much spells that out. Other than that, everyone I run into tells me the bratwurst reigns supreme.
Gotta have my bratwurst.
Always have to have a bratwurst. So is it a cardinal sin if people don't eat a bratwurst or don't have a beer?
I don't say cardinal, but you're missing out on a lot.
You know, and when you have a bratwurst, you have to have the sauerkraut and the everything on it.
The works.
Everything.
You gotta go all the way.
That's the German way.
Yep.
So the brats, the beer, the costumes, and don't forget the polka music are markers of Wisconsin's German heritage that make Oktoberfest what it is. But they're not what keep those like Mike Lumen coming year after year. He's coordinator of the Blue Shirts, Oktoberfest diehards that have been coming back since the 70s. Lumen says he and about 300 others from across the country use the festival as an excuse to get together.
Like a reunion every year. Some of these people, it's the only chance we get to see them when we come up here. It's like one big family.
Festmaster Webster says in German there's a word for that.
Gemütlichkeit.
Gemütlichkeit?
Gemütlichkeit.
Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Grandma Kadim will be so proud. It's about time for this reporter to get her Gemütlichkeit on. At Oktoberfest, I'm Danielle Kading for Wisconsin Public Radio. Auf Wiedersehen.